Vayar Bolag ben Tzipor, is Kol Asher Rossi Yisrael Amayri. Bolag ben Tzipor saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amayri. So, one of the Svarim, say for Shari Sholem, is Medayik in the Pasuk, why does it say Vayar Bolag ben Tzipor is Kol Asher Rossi Yisrael Amayri? What's the Kol Asher Rossi Yisrael Amayri? Asher Rossi Yisrael Amayri. Usually the word Kol is coming to be married to something. What is it coming to be marba over here? Also, in the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Balak tells Bilam, Ato yelachachu hakol es kol sviva yisenu. They're going to uproot our entire surroundings. Again, kol. What exactly is the word kol over here coming to be marba? So Sefer Sharshon says a very, very nice pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael, Al totzer es moyo, we're not allowed to oppress Moyo. We're not allowed to incite a Mulchama against them. So it could be that the Moyovim, they knew about this. They knew that they had special privileges regarding Israel, that they were not allowed to attack them. But then all of a sudden, they see that Klal Yisrael has a Mulchama with Sichon Melech HaMayri. And the land that Moab lost to Sichon Melech HaMayri, now Klal Yisrael took over. Right? They didn't know the whole wonders of Ammon and Moab Tiaru B'Sichon, that once Sichon took it, then it was mutter to take. They said, hey, Klal Yisrael took our land. So maybe now, you know, the whole deal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael became bottled, and they were allowed to attack and oppress Moab and take their land. That's what they were afraid of right now. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayar Bolag ben Tzipor es kol asher osi Yisrael ha'amayri. Everything, meaning they were menatzeach them in the Melchama, including to be marbeh that they took land that previously belonged to Moab, which L'chai was a very big Kiddush. They weren't allowed to take Moab's land. They saw his kol. So that's why they came later on. Bolag says, Atoyolachu ha'kol es kol sviva yisengu. Not only are they going to take what they took already, which is the land they took from Sichon, but now they can take everything. They didn't realize that was a special din in Ammon and Moav Tiru B'Sichon, and this was taka off limits. This is the kol over here. It's being marbet. If they took that, then it could be they're going to be marbet this as well. They're going to take all of our properties. Vayokot Moav b'nei b'nei Yisrael. And Moav became repulsed from the Bnei Yisrael. There's a Moedik Chassam Sefer over here. The Torah tells us throughout Parashas Balak, all of the efforts that Balak and Bilam made in trying to give a call to Klal Yisrael and trying to destroy them. He tried once and he tried a second time. And finally, in desperation, after everything, garnished. Nothing worked. So finally, Bilam comes up with a plan. The Bnei Yisrael should be Mazana with the Bnei Yisrael. The Mamish worked like magic. Terrible, terrible tzara for Klal Yisrael. So you have to understand, why did Bilam L'chitchila go through all of these efforts? You should have come up and say to L'chitchila. Like, what was the ma'akib? If you knew that such a thing will work, fine, so do it. Like, what do you have to go through? Go up on mountains, with build mizbechos, with dances achim, with korbanos, which is a big tircha. This is a simple solution. So some sefer says a very different thing. Some Sefer says the Bnei Yisrael was the Dor Deya. They were the Dor that stood by Har Sinai. They were zeichet to be mekabel the Torah. They reached tremendous levels. But not only did they reach tremendous levels, but their whole look was a different look. Shrei Tzebekishes, which shrine look. You could see clearly, even in the Mitzrayim, Lishinu es Malbushon. That was before Matan Torah. So imagine the Kedusha and the aura that they had. You know, Mamash is different than the Goyim. So, let's say L'chitchila Balak would call the Bnei Yisrael and say, you know, to have you. They were famous from you. You didn't want that. Those Neanderthals, those cavemen, those old-fashioned people, they dressed like who knows what. That's by Yokot Smoyev Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. They were famous. This old-fashioned thing, you know, the Bnei Yisrael were modern. They were with the world. They understood the havayas of the oilum will feed that modern era. So who's going to have shaykh with that? That's why the chitchila wasn't oilal das bilam to suggest this, because it was America, Mizrach Mimayra. After that, after everything failed, bilam thought of a gavaldi aids. He said, how about if we start modernizing Klal Yisrael little by little? And then eventually they'll find chen in the eyes of the B'nai Ismayev. And it starts with little things. You don't have to overwhelm them all of a sudden with aveiros. Start with little things. The pasuk says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, Rabbi Yeshua Aymer B'shtus. What does Bashitim mean with shtus? Start a little game, a game room where people can come and play. That's all. That's all. Nothing usher, nothing. Don't have to change anything. They'll get interested in it a little bit. And then you start making, playing a little bit music over there. Also, you know, in the game room, they'll become more interested. And then you start introducing little by little clothing that's different than what they're accustomed to. They're used to it. They get used to it slowly. Yetzer hara today tells you to do one thing, then he tells you to do another thing. And little by little by little, when they get acclimated to that, then you'll have already a shprach with them, you'll have already a yachas, and that's when the B'nai Ismayev could kick in. So the Chetchila, it was Vayokat Ismayev and B'nai Yisrael, they were famous from B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael was an old-fashioned nation. Vayesev Yisrael, Vashitim B'shtus, start with little shtus, no chayday creases, nothing. So after Chassam Sefer, that's where the tzaros of Klal Yisrael begin, not with chayday creases, not with, no, don't overwhelm them with that. Don't entice them to be over on Karis, they'll never do that. Start with the little things, with the simanim of a yid. Doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you can't wear a little bit of different clothing. Doesn't say that anywhere. Right? Start with that, and slowly, slowly, but surely you'll do that, and then eventually you'll be able to overwhelm them. Look at Chilvos Noilal Daitam. They could do such a thing, because it was American Mizrach Mimayrif. Bilam's idea was the afterwards in desperation. Necessity is the mother of invention. And that the other stuff didn't work. He came up with these eights, b'shitim, b'shtus, and with klein hazachin, and eventually Taki, he brought them over. Agav, I'd like to say over a meisim. Some seif was the big loichem, the major loichem against the maskilim, against Moses Mendelssohn. People in some seif's time did not see anything that terrible about Moses Mendelssohn. He's a religious Jew. He wrote a German pirish, you know, on Chumash. You know, most people, Ruba the people, did not see anything wrong with it. The Maisa Shehoya, the Maram Shik, the Talmud Mufik of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer once was in his town for Shabbos. The meaning was they came to the Rav's house after davening for a Kiddush, and the Rav used to darish him. But now he was Mechabed, the Chassam Sofer, to darish him. Fine. Chassam Sofer did not darish him without a chumash. He needed a chumash. He wouldn't darish him without a chumash. He says, can you bring me a chumash? So punked all the chamashim. One kid took the chumash to yeshiva. His rebbetzin took the chumash to the Ezra's Noshim and Shul. There was one chumash left in the house, and that was Mendelssohn's chumash. And it wasn't about to give it to the Chassam Sofer. So, fearing the repercussions. Anyway, see, he said, there's no chumash. What? There's no chumash in the house? So I'm mugging this out. A house without a chumash was pshat. Anyway, so Chassam Sofer was forced to dash without a chumash. After everybody left, Chassam Sofer said, what pshat? You have a house without a chumash? How does that happen? A Yiddish is stupid apples. He says, no. Said, then he says that it was taken to shul, to this. I did have one chumash, but I didn't think that the Rebbe wanted to use it. So, what? He says, Mendelssohn, fine, Chassam Sofer, give it away. How do you? So Maram Shik, who was a Kanoi himself, said, I went through every single word of his pirish and I did not find anything wrong. Yes? So Chassam Sofer said, look up this in this pasuk and see how he teaches. They looked up that pasuk, take a look at the way he teaches. So Maram Shik was Ma'ayin, and he said, Ulai ve'efsher, maybe. Chassam Sofer, with his sharp vision, was able to see in that the churban that Mendelssohn would cause. A tiny little thing. But the Maram Shik was not able to chop it. But the Chassam Sofer was able to chop it. That's the pshat that Haskalah, with all of these kind of Yetzaharas that take people off, it could be in the tiniest little thing. We don't even realize that that's what it is. Vayocham Bilam Habayker. Bilam got up in the morning. Vayomer al sarei Balak. He said over to the officers of Balak, "Luchu al arzachem. Go back home." Ki man Hashem l'siti la'alechimachem. Hashem, he refused to allow me to go with you. So Rashi says, he doesn't want me to go with you. Zok Rashi, ela in sorem gedoyim mikem. It doesn't pass. Hashem does not let me go with you. It doesn't pass for me to go with you. You need a small chashuv, and then Hashem will let. So Rashi says, "Lamadnu sheruchoi gevoya." Shmami knew he was a balgai. Shmami was a balgai. So Chaim Shmulevitz at Salias, it's a pillow over here. It was a sheker mamish what Bilam said. Hashem doesn't want to let me go with you because you're not chashuv enough for me. He wants me to go with more chashuv people. Hashem said, "The favor is why he can't go." So how could Bilam say an open sheker? I mean, you know, and Bechlal, how could he think Hashem said, "Don't go," because he's chas on Bilam's cover? That's really what he was worried about. Like, he told him the favor is why Soros Amki Baruch. And it looks like from the psukim before that Bilam Taka believed this. He said that I have to go with more chashuv people. Is Boris of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz to reach this toys, you have to have a krumkeit in seichel. How does he reach such a krumkeit in seichel? It says, "Lekom v'Yisrael navi oikim oishe." And Chazal tells us, "V'Yisrael oikom." Avugum v'Zayilom kom. Umanu bilam. So, Mamash, you have somebody that epis has some shaykhs to Moshe. We know that it's happening not like that. You know, we'll see about that a little bit later on. Aber he's compared to Moshe. So how does somebody with such koiches have such a krumaseichel? Zokr Chaim Shmulevitz, it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mishiyesh boi gimel dvarim halol, mitalmidav shel Bilam. Ayin ra, ruach gevoya, menefesh v'chove, that's mitalmidav shel Bilam. So he's medayik. It doesn't say that the talmidim of Bilam have these three things. It says, no. If you have it, you're mitalmidav shel Bilam, bir hadvarim, in the academy of Bilam, this is what they teach. You're a Talmud of Bilam because this was the Metzius of Bilam. This was his Mahus. His Mahus was Gaiva, his Mahus was Taiva, and this is exactly what they taught. Right? So, if you have that, it's not a Pella how a person can have such a Krumkeit in the Seichel. He was given Gevaldik Kishroinus. He was given Gevaldik talents by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Gaiva and the Taiva, if it takes over, there's no way in the world you could stay straight. Right, I just saw a nice definition. An egotist is me deep in conversation. Me deep. Me deep. You know, that was Bilam. He was me deep. And if he approached everything from that perspective of being me, you know, he could talk, come up with such a krumaseichel. You know, by harmony, you see. When Achashverosh tells him, you know, what should I do with someone? First thing that came to Haman's mind, I mean, there were millions of people living in the area. It could have been somebody else's. It wasn't Oyla al Daite. Because that's also from the same getter of Talmidim Shel Bilam. You're from Talmidim of Bilam, then that's what happens. Then the Seichel comes from Akrum. Those are your Chaim Shmulevitz. Im Yiten li Bolak Mloy Beisher Kesev Izov. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, we just mentioned it. Mishiyesh biyadei shloisha dvarim halolu, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ushloisha dvarim acherim, mitalmidav shel Bilam. Bilam Arash. Ayin Teiva, the ruach gevoya, the nefesh rechav, mitalmidav shel Bilam Arash. So Shlomo Hyman asks a question. This is the only difference between Talmidim Shel Avraham and Talmidim Shel Bilam, just these three things. As a matter of Mr. Meirah, what do you mean? Avraham Avinu, his children were kind of the Torah, they stood at Har Sinai. Avraham Avinu himself was Mekadosh in Shemayim. He went to the Gil. He passed Asar and Yoimis. So these are the only three differences between Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim Shel Bilam. What's the pshat? Dr. Shlomo Hyman, the Mishnah over here is trying to be masber to us over here. What characteristics did Avraham Avinu have that in a generation of total choshech, he was able to find the great light? And Lehepach, Bilam, in a generation of total light, of Maimon Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefarsenet to the rest of the world, and all the Nisim became a foursome, and Bilam remains in the darkness. is these three leaders over here. Like we just said from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that you could have the greatest giluyim in the world, but if you have these three midas, you walk in darkness even in the greatest light. You have blinders over your eyes. Lehepach Avraham Avinu, because he had no negias, because he had no taiva for his egin to cover, because of that, he was able to find the light even in a place where there was total darkness. Those are to Shlaima Hainan, the chilik between the two. The midas are the yisoid of everything. And if you have good midas, then it can get you through in the darkest times. And a fellow with bad midas, even in the brightest of times, he will not be matzliach. I saw a maisa happened in Kelm, Talmud Torah in Kelm. Said night they used to lock it, 12 o'clock at night it was locked. Had to go to sleep. You had to sleep at a decent hour. In the morning they opened it up early in the morning. So group of Bachram came early in the morning to learn one morning, and the doors were locked. For some reason, the gabbai didn't open it up. So what did a fellow do? He jumped through the window. He went and opened the door for the rest of the island. When the altar of Kelm found out about this, he gave shmuzen and shmuzen. Pirates get there, yeshchenu nachash. A pirate get there, going through a barrier, which is supposed to be off limits right now, yeshchenu nachash would be bitten by a snake. And he gave a shmooze about it. He said, you know, you went for the derech, which is not derech eretz. That's being a pirate's getter. So what's the pshat? I mean, lemaisa was bitul tayr to stay out there. Bitul tayr, he did it partially for kima tayr. The teretz is, the derech eretz is the foundation for everything. And ultimately, if a fellow's pegeya in the derech eretz, he'll end up losing a lot more of the tayr. Because if you lack the foundation, then you're lacking the tayr as well. Avraham Avinu had these yesoides, and the Meila that brought about a tremendous light even in the greatest of darkness. And when Hepach Bilam was rotten to the core in these inyanim, and all the kishrin in the world and all the light in the world with the giluyim didn't do him any good. Vayovei Elokim al Bilam Laila. Hashem came to Bilam at night. The Sefri in Vezoi Sabrocha says, we mentioned this just before, V'loikom Novi Oid B'Yisroel K'moshe. Z'darshim V'Sefri B'Yisroel Loikom Avlubum V'Soilom Kom Umonu Bilam. Rechaim V'Loshna says, I'm Oid the key to say it over here. What's the pshat? Bilam, he had Nebuah like Moshe. I mean, I say it was a merchuk. The Mizrach L'Mayra between Moshe and Bilam. How is it possible that he was Zoichit to some of the same Asagas as Moshe? So Chaim Voloshner gave a marshal. It's the comparison between the eagle and the bat. An eagle has very keen vision, very strong vision. And during the day when it's light outside, the vision is no revolving. As it gets closer to dark, it gets closer to the evening, the vision gets less and less and less and less. And when it's totally out, the eagle can't see. The bat is the exact opposite. The bat, during the day, cannot see, can't handle the light. It's not able to see. Very, very minimal. At night when it's dark, so the bat has ways of getting around. Today we know that there's radar, whatever it is. But during the day, it's very schwach. Says that was the chilek between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu, his perception came through the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mele, he knew that when he felt Ruach HaKodesh, and when he felt Nevuah, and he felt that was the highest rangness of Kiddusha, he knew it was a time of Midas Arachim. When he felt Shvach in the Hisgalus of Ruach HaKodesh, when he felt Shvach in Nevuah, when he felt that there was a weakening in Kiddusha, he knew it was Midas Hadin, like the eagle. The eagle sees things through the light. When it gets dark, he sees, he loses his vision. But almost the exact opposite. He could not see the light. He couldn't see any of the hisgalos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. He saw the light that he couldn't see. When did he? And he fell. Then the pasuk uses as Amin Moshe by Bilam. That, right? He fell when it came light. Over when it came that there was a weakening, the Kaychas HaTumah became Merubah, the darkness became Merubah. That is when Bilam, like the bat that's able to see in the darkness, that was the Kayach of Bilam. It's a Maisa Shahoya. There was somebody in Vilna that was telling people all of their deep secrets. you did this and this and this time, and you did this and it in place, and you did this. So they brought him to the Gro. Wanted to see what the Gro would say. So he said, Rebbe, at this time last week, you were sitting and learning Kabbalah with the Arizal and with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in this mock. So the Gro, he didn't deny it. And he was saying some other things. The Gro told his Talmidim there, he says, there are people that are able to see hidden things through the Koyach HaKedusha, and there's people that through being Morosh Chayre, in blackness, they're able to see it from the other Koyach. This fellow's from the other Koyach, take him away. Bilam saw through the other Koyach, he saw through the darkness, and Hashem, he said, that was, he saw, you know, he had a tremendous Koyach, but like the bat, it came from the Koyach of darkness. From the rocks, from the old rocks, I see them. From the hills, I peer at them. Rashi says, what does that mean? I look at their beginning. I look at their ancestors. I look at their roots, and I see that they're established on solid foundation. Like these rocks, and like these gvois, like the ovis and the imois. So a very nice pshat. What's that, Ms. Bilam? All of a sudden, was ma'ira the Swiss office. Like, it's funny for Bilam to do that. It says, "Over you do the Shavuah Hakadosh says on the pasuk, there's a charti as b'si Yaakov, that was b'si Yitzchok, that was b'si Avraham Eskor." That was smack in the middle of the teichet. And right afterwards, it says, "V'ho'oreth teyozeh me'em," that Eretz Yisrael will leave them, will be taken away from them. What's the Schusov is doing in the middle of the Teichicha? And Amram, you see that something bad happens because of it. So the Shalom HaKadosh, that in the Teichicha, the Schusov is not a good thing. Of us, because it's a Tainan Klal Yisrael. You had such others, you had such examples to lead you in the proper way. How is it that you went off the derech? So over there, it's talking not a good thing. And over there, right afterwards, it says, V'oriz Teyozeh Me'em. The Magid gives a marshal for that. There were two people caught with a Geneva. So they're taken into the court. The judge asked the first one, kind of a family you come from. And my father was the Rav of the town. Gave him 10 years in prison. The next guy, he says, what did your father do? He says, my father's a known thief. So he gave him about a week in prison. So they asked him, how are you talking? They both did the exact same thing. How do you? So what are you talking? His father was a Rav. He had the opportunity to learn Gevalda Gezach, and he turns out to be a thief. This guy grew up in a house of thieves. What do you expect from him? So he gave him a much smaller punishment. He said, comes out, it's Yitachin, that the Schusav is not a good thing. So how do we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and Shimon Esrei? How do we know for sure for us it's a good thing? And Adrab, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zechor L'Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he used the Schusav, you know, when he was being responsible for the Chayta Ego. Teretzes of the Alkarag Yershuni, it depends. If it's a time of Midas Harachamim, so then Schusov is the Gevalda Gezach. If it's a time of Midas Adin, then it could turn against us. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he says the Chol Arom, he says, Shuv Mecharein Apecha, V'nochem Al Arol Amecha. He says, first let the anger calm down, and then he used the Schusov. When we dive in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shemen Esrei, it's an Eis Rachim, it's an Eis Rotoin, we use the schus avos. But when there's a midas hadin, then it's not a bad thing. That's why Bilam over here, Chazal say that from the brachas of Bilam, you see that he really meant to give them a klala. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu changed it around. Ki merosh tzur merenu, migvois ashurenu, mamash davos agdashim gevaldik. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be ma'ir kitrug against Klal Yisrael. That's such gevaldik avos. They're not living up to it. But that only works if it's a time of midas hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dafta did not bring the time of Midas Adin. Memeila turned out to be a bracha. Those are the Sefer Yalkut Gershon. There's a Gevaldi Gevart over here from Rav Kiva Eger. Vayomer Bolak El Bilam Ma'asisali. What did you do to me? Lokoi Vayvayle Kachtich. I took you to give my enemy a klola. V'inei Be'rachta Barech. You ended up giving him a bracha. What did you do to me? Vegas says, it's a Dovri Yodua that there's 132 days of Yemei Rotzen in the year. 132 days, well, we don't say Tachna. Take Shabbos, with Yontif, whatever. 132 days, we don't say Tachna. Keneged that, there are 222 days of Yemei HaDin, when we do say Tachna. Balak wanted Bilam to take those 132 days of Rachmim and turn them into Midas HaDin. What ended up at the end? The 222 days of Midas HaDin were in his Hapach Aliyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Midas HaRachim. So the Melech, Ayyamer Bolak El Bilom, Asisoli, Lokoiv Oivai, Lokoiv is 132. I took you for the Lokoiv, for the 132. And what did you do? Vinei Beirachto Borech, the Reish Chavveis, the Beish Reish Barokha, you ended up giving it a bracha. You turned the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachim. One might add that could be why Bullock is called Bullock, because that's what he wanted to do. Those are the same letters. 132, right? It could be that the same Bullock is he wanted to turn the 132 days of Midas Harachanim into Midas Hadin. Vayomer Bilam La'osain. And Bilam said to the Osain, Ki hisalal to be? And the Osain said, what do you do? Why do you hit me? Why do you hit me? You know, are you used to having me do this and being unfaithful to you? If I would have had a cherub, I would have killed you right on the spot. So, say for Paneach Roz, it's Rishon, ask the question, what do you need a cherub for? Why don't you give it a claw? You're about to go, and you're trying to destroy Klal Yisrael with your claws, right? So try and destroy the also with the claw. You know, if you're a bow claw, if you have to shikayak, why not? So Paneach Roza says that Bilam had one bullet in his gun. That's all he had. And as once he used up that claw, then he wouldn't be able to use it again. So if he'd use it on the offside, he wouldn't be able to use it on Klal Yisrael. So then he had to say, those like the Paneach Roza. So Chaim Kanievsky, but again, this Paneach Roza, he said over a maisa. You do it, the story. It was a balabas that did a favor to Ramartha Banet. Did him a big time. So Ramartha Banet, Aish Kodesh, Gadol Ador, he says, ask me for any bracha and I'll give it to you. So he could have asked for Mamish bracha, for your Shemayim, for his kids, for everything. But he asked instead to win the lottery. Give me a bracha, I should win the lottery. Mordechai Banet said, okay, buy this and this number, and the number will win. So he goes to the lottery place. He said, I'd like to buy number so-and-so. He said, so that number's already sold to someone. So where does the guy live? I want to, you know, tell him where he lives. He goes over to the guy. He says, sir, you know, that number that you bought means something to me. You know, I'll pay you $5 for a dollar lottery ticket. You'll sell it. You're willing to pay $5? That must be really special to you. $10. No, it's not $10. I'm not asking you to buy it from me. Okay, I'll give you $10. Oh, really? You're willing to give $10? Make it $20. $20 for a lottery ticket. Anyway, he started hiking up the price to $100. So the guy said, okay, that's my list, but $100. But I'm not going higher. But before, he was willing to spend $100 on a lottery ticket of a Suffolk if it's going to win. He went somewhere and he tore up pieces of paper and wrote different numbers on them, including this number. And he made his own lottery. And sure enough, Ramot Chabanet's number came out. Oh, Givaldi goes back to the guy, gives him the $100. Like, yeah, young lies already waiting, you know, Givaldi. And sure enough, he was off by one or something. You know, he lost. Oh, he's mamish, he's angry. Mordechai Banet, how are you talking? I did him a favor, and he made me lose $100. So he comes back to Mordechai Banet. He says, the Rebbe made me lose money, and I lost the lottery, and whatever. So Mordechai told him, tell me exactly what happened. Describe to me what happened from the beginning till the end. So he told him the story, and he told him that in the middle he made his egg in the lottery, or whatever. So Dosidus, if you would have believed me, then the ticket would have won. It had a kayak of winning. You won the lottery, but you won the wrong lottery. That's what happened over here with Bilam. Bilam was afraid. If he uses his claw on the donkey, that's it, finished. It's gone. I show if he's a, if I had a cherub, I would. I'm good in Shabbos, everybody, and I have a good, fine summer.
Is it the summer?
What?
YouTube?
Yeah. Shkoyach.